Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 80 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Kenzie Thompson.
And I'm Cody Robinson.
The Round County Public Library is hosting a summer reading program event next week.
Moorhead Cinema 6 began its annual summer movie series today.
The Community Soup Kitchen in Moorhead will remain permanently closed.
The U.S. Forest Service is hosting a public meeting tomorrow.
In sports, a Round County track star is headed to Nationals.
Taking a look at your region's weather, tonight a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy with a low around 66. Thursday, a 40% chance of showers. Mostly cloudy with a high near 81 degrees. Thursday night, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 6 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 64. Friday, a 30% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 81. And Friday night, a 10% chance of showers before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 65.
Severe weather could be moving into the region later tonight. According to the National Weather Service in Jackson, residents in the area can expect a slow-moving cold front to move through the region and create showers and thunderstorms later this evening. Meteorologist Anthony Ritchie says there is a potential threat for some severe weather, but not until around 11 p.m.
Our main concern now would be damaging wind gusts with any of the stronger storms that are able to form and get down this far south. Aside from that, we're going to keep our eyes on the potential for locally heavy rain and any flooding.
Ritchie says people should be aware of the potential threat from this evening through the beginning of next week.
The Rowan County Public Library will be hosting another event next week as part of its summer reading program. Survive and Thrive takes place June 13th at 5:30, is free, and requires no registration. Jessica Brock is a program coordinator with the Rowan County Public Library. She says the event will feature Craig Cottle, director of the Nature Reliance School in Winchester.
I had been looking for stuff for summer reading for 6 months prior because we plan way ahead, and I just thought this would be the coolest thing. This year's theme is space, and so I was kind of going for, could you survive if an asteroid hit Earth? What would you do? Could you survive and thrive? And Craig has been wonderful. I'm so excited to have him here.
Brock says there will also be themed door prizes for those in attendance.
Moorhead Cinemas 6 began its annual summer movie series today. Since opening in 2008, the cinema has hosted the free movie screenings every Wednesday during the summer months. Carmine Todich is the general manager of Moorhead Cinema 6. He says they always have fun putting on the shows.
The initial idea, and still running with that, is that we want to give something back to the community, have something for the kids during the summer to do, and just some way to support the community. And it's kind of evolved a little bit because initially it was just sort of recent family films, but we've slowly started kind of integrating in a little bit more family fare to bring in to offer something for a broader audience.
Next week's will feature E.T., The Extraterrestrial. Doors open at 9 a.m. and the movie starts at 10. A complete list of the movies for this summer series can be viewed online at MooreheadCinema6.com.
The owners and operators of the Community Soup Kitchen in Moorhead has announced it will remain closed permanently. The Moorhead News reports Lula Pico announced the kitchen's closure due to health reasons, which originally closed the kitchen back in October. That's when Lula's husband, Tony, fell and broke his femur. The kitchen opened in 2011, and the Picos had hoped to reopen in the early spring. It operated solely through volunteers and donations and worked to provide hot meals for the elderly, working poor, children, disabled, and homeless in the area.
The U.S. Forest Service will be hosting a public meeting tomorrow for an informal discussion with the district ranger and staff. They'll be taking comments on the recent proposal to charge new fees as well as increase existing fees at various recreation sites in the area. John Kazmierski is the district ranger for the Cumberland District of the Daniel Boone National Forest. He says the district has tried to keep proposed increases minimal, but they've been a long time coming.
These fees, we believe there's a modest increase again. They haven't been increased for 18 years, since 2002. And we therefore, $3 to $5 for a boat ramp pass, $30 to $50 for an annual pass at the boat ramps. Certainly that extra cost can be significant for some, and we realize that, and we're doing what we can to minimize those fee increases.
Kazmierski says the chat is a great opportunity to give comments on how the Forest Services could improve the recreational sites. It takes place Thursday from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Cumberland Ranger Station, just past the Minor Clark Fish Hatchery near Cave Run Lake.
Children in Johnson County dealing with food insecurity can find some relief through the Johnson County Summer Feeding Program. The program has been in operation for a few years now. Marsha Coleman is the Director of Nutrition Services for the Johnson County School System. She spoke with WYMT.
It's a program just to where kids can get free meals just to help, you know, families throughout the summer. And we have mobile routes where we load up the meals on buses and they're going to communities throughout the county.
For more information on the program, call 866-348-6479.
Neither of Kentucky's senators are showing much enthusiasm in regards to President Trump's proposed tariffs on Mexico. Starting Monday, the United States will place 5% tariffs on all goods imported from Mexico and could eventually rise to as high as 25%. However, Senators Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul think there's a possibility the legislature could put a halt to that. Here they are on CNN.
There is not much support in my conference for tariffs, that's for sure.
And I really do think that there may be enough numbers of people who think that we shouldn't be allowing one person to make this decision that we actually may have enough to override a veto on this.
President Trump says he is putting the tariffs in place until the Mexican government does something to curb the flow of migrants into the country.
The Trump administration is saying it does have the power to review the investment by a Russian oligarch into an Ashland aluminum mill. WMKY's Tanner Boyd reports.
The comments came in a letter to Senate Democrats Tuesday in response to a letter they had written last month to the U.S. Department of Treasury. The Herald Leader reports that letter was intended to raise national security concerns over Russian company Rusal's $200 million investment into Brady Industries. The investment came months after Senator Mitch McConnell defeated a measure to keep sanctions on those entities and its part owner, Oleg Deripaska, who is known to have close ties with Vladimir Putin. McConnell maintains his actions had nothing to do with anything in his home state. The administration has not confirmed whether or not the investment would be reviewed. Such investigations are kept confidential to protect sensitive and classified matters. For WMKY News, I'm Tanner Boyd.
A man has been convicted of attempted murder in Mason County Circuit Court. The Ledger Independent reports 62-year-old Ricky Bowen was indicted in January after having shot his then-girlfriend in the head in December. His girlfriend told deputies she had been asleep when she was woken by a pain in her forehead and saw Bowen standing over her. She was shot with a .22 caliber handgun loaded with pest control rounds, which shoot pellets rather than a bullet. Bowen will serve 20 years in prison on the attempted murder charge. He'll serve an additional 5 years on a stolen firearm charge.
A former Estill County teacher accused of not reporting sexual messages between a student and her boyfriend has entered a not guilty plea. Sherry Murphy is charged with unlawful transaction with a minor, tampering with physical evidence, and failure to report child abuse. Michael Eubanks, Murphy's attorney, told WKYT his client is worried and unaware of what she did.
Worried, anxious, honestly doesn't really understand why all this is occurring. At this point in time, I haven't had an opportunity to review the discovery, so we don't know for sure what it is exactly the Commonwealth is alleging she did.
Murphy's boyfriend, Torsten Torstensen, remains in the Three Forks Regional Jail, charged with unlawful transaction with a minor and tampering with physical evidence.
The Mount Sterling Police Department says a drug task force has arrested 9 people involved in a large drug trafficking operation. The police department is part of the Appalachia High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area Gateway Area Drug Task Force, which conducted a months-long investigation into the drug activity leading to the arrest on Tuesday. The task force conducted search warrants in Montgomery and Fayette counties to dismantle the drug trafficking organization. Authorities seized over half a pound of crystal methamphetamine and other drugs suspected to be heroin and fentanyl. They also seized a pill press, cash, and other property. Investigators believe D'Angelo Smith, known as Bop, supplied, transported, and distributed multiple pounds of crystal methamphetamine and heroin to Montgomery County and other areas. He is originally from Detroit, Michigan.
The search for a missing Madison County mother, Savannah Spurlock, continued this week on Paint Lick Creek in Garrett County. Police have received hundreds of tips since Spurlock first went missing back in January. Kim Gibson is a mother who has joined the search on Tuesday. She tells LAX 18 even though she didn't know Spurlock, she still wants her found.
My daughter's the same age, and, you know, if she were to go missing, I would hope that somebody would help. But I feel like there are people in general that know, maybe not exactly what happened, but they know something.
Gibson submitted a photo of debris that appeared to have skeletal remains, which prompted the search. Authorities have not found anything at this time.
Taking a look at sports this afternoon, a Round County athlete brought home a gold medal and two silvers during last weekend's Class 2A state meet at the University of Kentucky. Promise Cross defended last year's high jump win with a leap of 5'7" this year. She took second place in the 100 and 300 meter hurdles. Cross is already looking towards her next competitions.
I'm going to try to compete in the heptathlon this summer, and I have a meet Saturday at Danville at center, and then I have nationals in North Carolina the weekend after that.
Cross will compete at the 2019 New Balance Nationals outdoor June 14th through the 15th at Aggie Stadium in Greensboro, North Carolina. We'll have a look at stocks with Bud Luke right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Round County Farmers Market, a certified Kentucky Proud Market, 11 a.m. Wednesdays and Saturdays downtown Moorhead on US 60 near the City Park. The Round County Farmers Market offers homegrown fruits, vegetables, and baked goods. Accepting WIC and Senior Farmers Market nutrition vouchers and participating in the Community Farm Alliance Double Dollars program, supporting local farmers, the Round County Farmers Market is Kentucky proud.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hayward Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks added a strong week-to-date performance today as investors grew even more confident that the Federal Reserve will lower interest rates this year to reignite an economy wounded by trade battles. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 207.19 at 25,539.57. The S&P 500 was up 22.86 at 2826.13. And the NASDAQ Composite was up 48.36 at 7575.48. And, of course, the Dow surged more than 500 points yesterday, which was the second-best day of the year, after Fed Chairman Jerome Powell opened the door to further rate cuts by the Fed. Tech shares jumped 1.4%, while the utilities and real estate sectors got a boost from lower rates today. Apple contributed to tech's gains, rising 1.6% after CEO Tim Cook said the company had not been targeted by China amid rising U.S.-China trade fears. Salesforce.com was up 5.1% on stronger-than-expected earnings. The consumer staples sector rose more than 1%, led by an 8.6% rally in Campbell Soup, as the stock popped on quarterly numbers that topped Wall Street estimates. Private payrolls increased by just 27,000 in the month of May, according to data from ADP and Moody's Analytics. And, of course, going into the report, economists expected a much stronger number, closer to 173,000 jobs. May's print was the worst since March 2010. The two-year note hit its lowest rate level since December 2017 on the news of the payrolls report, but later recovered. The 10-year yield briefly fell before paring its losses. In the commodities markets today, oil continued its slump as oil dropped 3.2%, finishing at $51.76 a barrel. Gold was up 0.3% at $1,333.60 an ounce. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Community Trust Bank down 21 cents at 40.61, Marathon Petroleum down 81 cents at 47.68, Walmart up $1.85 at 104.41, CSX up $1.37 at 78.03, and PPL Energy was up 58 cents to finish at 51.14. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon.
I'm Cody Robinson.
And I'm Kinsey Thompson. Now back to All Things Considered.